Marker.
He's not on yet.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chiminta, Tati. Aleph Bet Gimel Yutat Tzadik Kabel Rinat Amcha Sag Beinu Taharenu Nora Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalad Yud Kashin Barhem Tacharem Rachame Sikatcha Tamid Gamrem Betet Resh Tzaditach Gimel Pasim Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Et Kufbet Et Nunayan Yachid Geye Lamcha Penei Zofre Kedushata Yud Gimelamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatria katenu yodea talubot shinkufav tzadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rahum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Verav Chesed Be'emet, Notse Chesed Lalapim, Nosea Won Wafesha, Vechata'a Vinake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. The verse comes from Parashat Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha b'richu ishkite bitchilu Urchimud hilud hilu urchimu Le'afta l'shem yudhe b'vavhe The Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Karenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Karenehu Pasuk 29 Rabbi Abba Amar Deka Matar Tanei Nandekucha Berichu Koma Diavet Le Ela Witata Kolai Hu Bishok Biovada Ishot Vele Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Ledach Yalea Minea Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Dehakulu Vada Dikshot Inun Wikolaitz Terich Bialma. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing a tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo la yo sayote ala me mehe shi la la he aka aka he ta ezayo la ala da la awa he he a yoza la me be he. Reyo a peko me la awa kala yo la wawa pehe la nula ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he reyo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nuta. Anu yo he a me, re he a yo yo za. He 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la he. Sa a la re yo, a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo, he he shi a me me. Nu nu a nu yo ta, me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la, he re he me ta re. Wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko ayo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa me la he he ka a ko me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo sa a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the 24th day of Sivan, Rabbi Moshe ben Shlomo HaKohen, Rabbi Avraham Salim, Rabbi Ma'asaud HaKohen Elchadad. We will now connect to the Anim meditation. Yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo sod, You ahuni wu yohu. 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 Netsa. Ye ahini wu yohi. Ye ahini wu yohi. Ye ahini wu yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yabura. Ye ash. Ni wi yosh. Ye ash. Ni wi yosh. Ye ash. Ni wi yosh. Kesset. Ya ahini we yohe. Ya ahini we yohe. Ya ahini we yohe. Bina. Ya ahini we yohe. Ya ahini we yohe. Ya ahini we yohe. Haspa. Ya ahani we yoha. Ya ahani we yoha. Ya ahani we yoha. Getter. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. The Ma meditation. Yud. Yud hey. Yud hey wa. Yud hey. Hey, yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wow, yud, hey, wow, hey, yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wow, yud, hey, wow, hey, yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wow, yud, hey, wow, hey, yud, yud, hey. Yud hey wow, yud hey wow hey. The eighth verse of the Anamakoach we say in a whisper. Today's class is an essay by the Ari for the Parasha of Korach. You will find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. It's in row 14, the second column from the left. When the landing page opens up with all of the writings of the Ari, scroll down to Parashat Korach, and the link that's titled Knowing One's Place is our class for tonight. We'll start with a L'shem Yehud. Shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Liachta Lishem Yudhe Bavavhe Bayehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Vahino Amadunaya Lohenu Alena Maseya Deno Kanane Alena Maseya Deno Kananehu. The essential struggle of Korach and Moshe was over the soul root of the generation. It's important to understand the meaning of this. It's an unwritten commentary. Each generation has a soul root. Each generation has a tikkun. you belong to many generations. What's the length of a generation? You have a generation of 7 years long, meaning if you're the year you were born, everyone born in that generation is the first of the 7 years following it, and all of the children in all that 7 years is a soul, is a generation. You also have a generation of 13 years. You have a generation of 18 years. You have a generation of 17 years, of 22 years. And you can belong, and as an example, in the 22 years, if you take your generation as the first of those 22 years, or you can be the last of those 22 years, or you can have two sets of 22-year generations that you belong to. And you're participating in the tikkun of each of those generations. Continuing to read. In this parasha of Korach, the Torah chronicles the rebellion of Korach. The opening words of Korach's speech against Moses were, "It is too much for you," as follows. They assembled against Moses and Aaron and said to them, "It is too much for you, for the whole congregation is holy, and Hashem is in their midst. So why do you exalt yourselves over God's assembly?" Significantly, Moses closed his reply with the same words. He spoke to Korach and all his assembly, saying, "In the morning, let God make known who is his. It is too much for you, O you Levites." The souls of the Jews of that generation were derived from the names of God, whose numerical value is 135. From the combination of the two names, Havaya, whose numerical value is 72, and Havaya, whose numerical value is 63. And I am giving you the addition to understand how 135 is arrived at. Here are the names. Yud, He with a Yud, Vav with a Yud, and He with a Yud. That has a numerical value of 72. Yud, a He with a Yud, a Vav with an Aleph, and a He with a Yud. Only one letter changes, but that gematria is 63. And together they total 135. As we have noted previously, the name Havaya can be spelled out in four basic ways, giving the numerical values of 72, which is connected to Chachma, 63, which is connected to Bina, 45, which is connected to Zeranpin, and 52, which is connected to Malchut. The sum of the first two is 135, as we have said. The four spellings out of the name Havaya correspond to the four partsufim of Abba, Ima, Zeranpin, and the Nukva. And I'm going to take a minute just to expand on the word partsufim, or the consciousness. What are we talking about? We have 10 sefirot. Within that sefirot, there is a partsuf, a structure of 10 sephirot. That structure of 10 sephirot is given a name. When it comes to Chachma, when it has the full structure of 10 sephirot within it, it is called Abba. You have Bina, when it is the full structure of 10 sephirot, you have Ima. When you have Zeron Pin, that in itself is telling you that there are six sephirot, each of which has 10 sephirot. The name Zeron Pin represents a partsuf, a structure of 10 sephirot. You have Malchut. And when it has 10 sephirot of its own, it is called Nukva. These names of the Partsufim are related to the sephirot. But you also have worlds. Chachma has a world that is Atzilut. Bina has a world, which is Briah. Zeron Pin has a world, which is Yetzirah. And of course, the Nukva, or the Malchut, has a world, which is the world of Asiyah, our physical world. So, if I have a sephirah and I have 10 sephirot within it, does that make up a world? What is a world? A world is a sephirah composed with a partsuf, a complete structure of 10, and it is fulfilled by the light, by the desires of that sephirot and that 10 sephirot within it, the partsuf, the desires of the partsuf are fulfilled by the light. That's what makes up a world. Now, a world can be partially fulfilled. The light will only go into some of the sephirot. I hope that's given you some additional clarity that you may not have had before. I'm continuing to read. Combining the 72 and the 63 spellings out signifies the union of Chachma and Bina. The masculine consciousness of Chachma applies or is made relevant to the feminine consciousness of Bina. What is that really saying? It's saying that Chachma, the energy of Chachma, the wisdom of Chachma, manifests in Bina. That is the meaning of male and female. Male shares and female manifests. The two of them together express the idea that embodied by the sage's statement that women have light or at or dot. Women have light dot, which is for some people that statement is difficult to swallow. Does it imply that women have less than men? You'll find that it doesn't. Women have light dot. See the explanation of this given in the third installment of Parashat Vayishlach. And I am adding, the meaning of this phrase comes from the teaching that the woman receives the upper three sephirot from her husband, during zivu, sexual intercourse or coupling. In my opinion, this is not true for many in this generation, since as an end of days generation, women are growing to a level that restores the diminishment of the moon, as prophesied in Isaiah. Was it true in earlier generations? I don't remember who I was and how where I lived in earlier generations. But in this generation, I do not think it's true. The numerical value of the word light in this expression is kala, the feminine form of the adjective, as a gematria of 135. Kuf lamed he. Moses' soul was derived only from the first of these two spellings out of the name Chavaya. Thus, the dot, or the divine consciousness of this generation, the second generation of the Exodus, was female, relative to the male dot of the first generation of the Exodus. As we know, this was in fact necessary in order for them to enter the land of Israel and concretize the abstract consciousness of the first generation. This paragraph is explaining, expanding upon the whole idea of why does the first generation, why did the first generation not merit to go into the land of Israel? They had been dreaming about it, been talking about it from father to son, mother to daughter, all through 210 years of slavery. They had a goal. We are going to the land of Israel. It belongs to us. We will get there. Sounds familiar? The same thing that we are being told, that we have been told for generations. The land of Israel is ours. But the first generation of the Exodus is called Dor Deah, the generation of knowledge. Knowledge is dots. Why couldn't that first generation go into the land of Israel? There's all kinds of physical explanations of what they did and the mistake of the sins of the spies and so forth and so on. But what is the reason? Because the first of anything is going to be male. But it doesn't manifest until it becomes the second, till it becomes the female portion relative to the male. This is always relative. Korach's rebellion occurred shortly after the incident with the spies, during the first year after the Exodus. However, after the incident with the spies, God declared that that generation would perish in the desert, and only the next generation would enter the land of Israel. So, in a sense, the first generation was over, and the history and mentality of the second generation had taken over by the time Korach mounted his revolts. So Korach's rebellion was in the first year. That's so significant. This is why they said, "Why do you exalt yourselves over God's assembly?" In Hebrew, the word is kahal. The Hebrew word for assembly, kahal, is spelled kuf hei lamed, and so far its numerical value is also 135. Moses' soul consciousness was pure chachma, entirely masculine or abstract. It needed manifestation in the female, but the female had to be built. The female had to gestate. It took 40 years to gestate. Could God have killed all of the first generation males, all the people who made the mistake of the sin of the spies? Why did he have to wait 40 years? On a practical, physical level, it's a process. On a practical, physical level, a child has to be born and grow to adulthood. And in the process of growing to adulthood, it has to learn from its father just as well as it learns from its mother. What does it learn? How to be a man. The wisdom of the generation. Moses' soul consciousness was pure chachma, entirely masculine or abstract. Moses' soul, however, was derived only from the first of these two spellings out of the name Havaya, from the one that is valued at 72. And this numerical value can also be derived from the name Havaya in a square form. The square form of a name is the progressive spelling of the name. For the name Havaya, this is Yud, Yud He, Yud He Vav, Yud He Vav He. This is the Ma meditation that the Ari has given us five times. And it's clearly connected to this number of 72, as can be seen in the handout. Moses' soul consciousness was pure chachma, entirely masculine or abstract. He was thus not suited to enter the land of Israel. Because what happens in the land of Israel? It is feminine. It is manifesting. The male has to have a female. It's incomplete if it doesn't. I am adding, the land of Israel prior to the Mashiach is considered malchut, or female. On a spiritual level, opposites do not attract. In fact, they essentially repel each other, as there is no affinity. This is a counterintuitive teaching, yet when contemplated, it will become clear as actually the way the world works in all levels, in all parts of theme, in all worlds. When the square form is considered together with how it is spelled out with the letter Aleph, we have the words a light cloud, whose numerical value is 202. That of, it is too much. If we then spell out each of the stages of the iteration of the square form in full, using the letter Aleph to spell out the letters Hey and Vav, we have Yud Vav Dalet, which is 20, Yud Hey, which is 26, which is, as you see, Yud Vav Dalet Hey Aleph. Yud Hey Vav is spelled Yud Vav Dalet Hey Aleph Vav Aleph Vav, which is 39. Yud Hey Vav Hey, when spelled out, Yud Vav Dalid Hey Aleph Vav Aleph Vav Hey Aleph, is 45. Add them up, it's 130. 130 is the max numerical value of the word for the masculine form of the adjective light, kuf and lamed. 72 is the numerical value of the word for cloud. In Hebrew, it's av, spelled ayin bet. The phrase, a light cloud, appears in Isaiah, a prophecy about Egypt. Behold, God is riding on a light cloud and coming to Egypt. The gods of Egypt will squirm before him, and Egypt's heart will melt within it. Egypt is a metaphor for the physical world. Keep that in mind. 130 plus 72 is 202, the numerical value of the word or the phrase for it is too much. Rav is spelled Resh Bet, 202. Your soul is that of Chokmah, while that of the congregation is that of Chokmah informing Bina. This is the mystical meaning of the phrase, it is too much. In other words, Korach said to Moses, you personify the spiritual consciousness indicated by the number 202, while Israel personifies the spiritual consciousness indicated by the number 135, which is the numerical value of the congregation of God. Why then do you exalt yourselves over them? And I am adding, this is an indication of the spiritual adage, less is more. The numerical number 202 being greater than the number 135 would indicate that the lower number is greater than the larger number. This is true in the physical world. Yet the discussion is about a spiritual level, and therefore the larger number is the greater, as is appropriate. Korach said, it is too much for you, which can be read, you have 202. Your soul is that of Chokmah, while that of the congregation is that of Chokmah informing Bina. You therefore cannot relate, cannot understand this congregation. You are irrelevant. To explain, you already know what I have written on Parashah Bahalotcha, on Moses' statement, 600,000 marchers are the people in whose midst I am. Namely, that the entire generation of the desert, 600,000 souls, were all soul sparks who were derived from the source of Moses' soul, which was the source of all of them. The generation of the Exodus achieved the highest levels of divine consciousness and were able to do so because they shared a common soul root with Moses, who personified this consciousness. But now Korach said to him, all that generation have already died out, through all of the various ways in which they died. So now God is in their midst, not you. As you said previously, the people in whose midst I am. Korach argues that Moses was not the proper leader of the new generation. His mentality fit that of the previous generation. The younger generation, whose divine consciousness was relatively feminine, was not able to relate to the masculine leadership of Moses. The evil side of Abel was expressed by the number 308. Moses replied that the exact opposite was the case. It is too much for you, Levites. You Levites personify the spiritual consciousness expressed by the number 202, not I. It is too much for you. In Hebrew, Rav Lechem can be read, 202 is yours. As we saw above, 202 is the numerical value of the 72 spelling out of the name Havaya, plus the value of the word for light, Kuf Lamed. In other words, the masculine Chachma, as manifest in the 72 Gematria spelling out, does have an implicit feminine lightness in it as well. This was Korach's error. He thought that Chachma was pure Chachma and could therefore not relate to or lead Bina. Moses knew, however, that even though the new generation was the generation of Bina, Bina still needs to be connected to Chachma, as we have explained previously. To explain, the following explanation is based on the fact that the numerical value of Korach, spelled in Hebrew Kuf Resh Het, is 308, plus that of Abel, which is 37, equals that of Moses, 345. Moses knew, however, that Bina still needs to be connected to Chachma. They're always connected. They are never separated. Elsewhere, the Arizal states that the evil side of Abel was expressed by the number 308, and that this evil was rectified in Abel's reincarnation, which is Moses. This is indicated by the fact that Moses' numerical value equals that of the good in Abel, 37, plus that of the evil in him, 308. Korach is 308, was thus the evil in Abel that had been rectified in the soul of Moses. Thus he was in part a part of Moses' soul, dependent upon him. But when he began his rebellion, he was rerooted in the soul of Cain. I am adding, what is the meaning of rerooted into another soul that changes either world or Sephirah? I'm not sure of the answer as of yet. Since Korach sensed that a reincarnated spark of the soul of Cain had ignited in his soul, he said to Moses, I am no longer subservient to you. And this is alluded to in Moses and Aaron's prayer. O God, Hashem of the spirits of all flesh. The initials of these words spell Abel, Hevel. God's first response to Korach's rebellion was to tell Moses that he intended to wipe out all of the people, the whole people. God spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, separate yourself from this congregation, and I will wipe them out instantly. But they fell on their faces and said, Hashem, God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin and you be angry at the whole congregation? The initials of the phrase, spirits of all flesh, in Hebrew is Ha-Ruch Ruchot L'Kol Basar, or He-Lamed Bet, which spells the name of Abel, spelled He-Bet-Lamed. In fact, the souls of the second generation were also soul sparks of Moses, the reincarnation of Abel. Thus God, who is the God of the spirits of all flesh, knew that they are derived from Abel's soul. Since only Korach sinned, Moses therefore asked God, shall one man sin, and the rest of the generation knows this, and that they are no different from the previous generation, and believe in Moses, for they all are included in his soul? Moses argued that despite the difference in the generations, they were still his. They were still derived from Abel's soul. Thus the 202 that defined his soul defined theirs as well. And this explains Moses' statement. Through this you will know that it is not from my heart that I do this. In Moses' speech before the trial of the incense that would demonstrate Korach's folly and cause the death of the rebels, he said, through this, you will know that God sent me to do all these deeds, that I do not make it up. The latter phrase literally reads, that it is not of my own heart, which can also be interpreted to mean that it is not of my heart, of my own free will. For he was forced to do it by God against his will. He said, for you are all part of me, and if evil befalls you, it hurts me. This blemish affects me as well, but I am forced to do this against my will because of your wickedness. That's the end of this section. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow we will have three classes. Our 11 o'clock class continues our study of the book of Joshua. 4:30, our class is a deeper Zohar class. And our 7 o'clock class is a Tikkuni Zohar class. Please make a note for yourselves that a week from tonight is Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, our Rosh Chodesh Tammuz event will be in our 7 o'clock class 1 week from tonight. Are there any questions? Sometimes the Ari's writings is extremely related to the Gematria, but it isn't really related to the Gematria. It's related to many different tools of the Kabbalah, the first letters of verses and phrases, the numerical values. These are deeper levels of understanding the Torah. Shalom Gadol to all. I hope you have a beautiful evening. Shalom.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.